Assessing hazards and risks. Where a hazard or risk has been identified, you need to obtain further information about the risk factor. The hazards and risks can then be listed in order of importance, according to the degree of risk they present. From this, you can develop a schedule for controlling the hazards and risks. Controlling the hazard and risk is dependent upon the degree of risk it presents. Some problems can be fixed quite quickly and easily. Sometimes, in controlling the hazard and risk, it could be necessary to redesign the work area. It could also involve a retraining program.